This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We wanted to find out what it's like to be one of those furloughed federal workers right now. So we called one.
You've reached the office of Joe James. Due to the government shutdown, no one is available to take your call. For the duration of the shutdown, this voicemail box will not be checked.
Okay, not his work number. We call Joe James at home, where he may be spending a lot of time over the next few days. He is a microbiologist for the Environmental Protection Agency in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Now, I know you're a scientist, but explain to me what you do in layperson language.
So we take samples from the environment, maybe agricultural versus urban versus what we would consider a natural environment. And then we sequence the DNA that we can get out of that sample. And that tells us what the microbial community looks like.
So how does it feel to be told that what you do is not essential?
It can hurt your feelings, to put it in elementary school terms. It doesn't feel great. It's kind of insulting. It's part of the business, though, I guess. If you go into government work, I mean, they've been shutting down the government for a long time for a variety of reasons. And so you kind of expect it, but you're still disappointed.
What happened when you went into work this morning?
So we showed up, and we have had meetings about this. So we open our email, and we read our official furlough notice. And by doing so, something gets sent back to headquarters that we had opened that email, and thus we know. So then from that point on, all we are to do is to secure our workstations and go about shutting down. So we record a new voicemail message. We have an away message on our email that we are supposed to put in and make sure that everything is ready for a prolonged shutdown.
What about the work that you're leaving behind? What happens to your work and your coworkers? I'd imagine you're doing research. What happens to it?
Yeah, it stops. When we had, due to the sequester earlier this year, we could not purchase reagents for our sequencing machine. So that put all of our work that was going to be done during that time did not happen. And it shifted it all by 4 months down the road. Now, in the meantime, I was busy doing other work, but the work that I had planned to do and the progress we had planned to make did not happen. And so that now gets pushed back as far as the shutdown lasts.
Do you have any sense of when you might be back at work? What did they tell you?
They told us to be ready for a prolonged shutdown. What that means is up to interpretation, obviously, and I think that was on purpose. They don't know. My management does not know how long it will be, obviously, because it depends on the decisions made in Congress. And if anyone can predict those accurately, then they probably have a job doing so.
And do you get paid?
Absolutely not.
So what are you going to do?
Well, we got paid today, and then this pay period is about halfway over. So in 2 weeks, I will get essentially a half of a paycheck for what I did last week. And then after that, there will not be any money. So I will put groceries and pretty much everything on my credit cards and pay minimal amounts on my credit cards and kind of accumulate debt just to keep the cash flow available in case we really need cash for some reason.
Joe James, thank you so much for talking with me.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks.
If you're furloughed right now or you think the shutdown's a good idea, we want to hear from you. Tell us your stories on our Facebook page.